8. Service encounter. Listen to a conversation between a student and a university employee. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Hi, is this where I can change my meal plan?
Yes, this is the dining services office, so I can help you with that. Why don't you take a seat?
Okay, well, here's the thing. I'm a freshman, so I don't really know what my options are. But I did hear from some people that there's a deadline coming up, so I figured I'd come in and try to see what's going on.
Yes, there is a deadline, but why don't we start from the beginning so we make sure you're clear on everything?
That sounds good. I'm sorry for trying to charge through stuff.
Don't worry about it. I know this stuff gets really bewildering. Anyway, you said you're a freshman, right?
Right.
Okay, so what that means is that, as per university policy, you have to be enrolled in one of the 3 meal plan options. All freshmen must be on one of the meal plans. The one that all students are automatically enrolled in is 20 meals per week, and that comes with 200 dining points. This is just the default plan for all new students.
Sorry, what are dining points for?
Oh, no problem. The dining points can be used at all the campus eateries, excluding the cafeterias, of course, since you use one of your 20 weekly meal vouchers in the cafeterias.
Oh, that's cool, but that sounds excessive for me. I never even wake up early enough for breakfast.
Well, then, you can try the second meal plan. It's 14 meals per week, plus 150 dining points. And the last meal plan is 7 meals, plus 70 dining points per week.
You know, I really think that 7 meals per week is probably enough for me. I don't mind cooking for myself anyway. Is there a big difference in the cost of the plan?
There's certainly a difference. Many students prefer to downgrade a little bit. And as for the cost, each plan is $500 less than the next step up. So that means if you go down to the 7 meals per week, you'll be saving $1,000 per semester.
Oh, that would be great. I know my parents will like that anyway.
1. What are the speakers mainly discussing? 2. Why does the student want to change his meal plan?